So, as they become the spokes network for mayhem, they send the remaining sensible viewers to us. But like me wandering into a Cinnabon store stoned, it's too late for them to turn back. Like George Custer, they led the charge in so many awful things. They spent a year letting one anchor deceptively defend his brother as he sexually harassed and sent thousands of elderly people to their death. His brother killed more old people than air horns. Joking about his brother's big nose with a giant Q-tip should have tipped off CNN's brass that this wasn't journalism. Then after much outside pressure, they fired him, pretending they were disgusted by the behavior all along. Yeah, I guess that's why they let him do it for a really, really long time. They lied about January 6th, and why not? They lie about the other 364 days a year. They lied about border agents whipping Haitians. They lied about so many things they claimed was worse than Watergate and worse than the Civil War. Yeah, worse than the Civil War, which ended slavery. Yet CNN thought it was bad. Go figure. They must have hated how World War II ended, too. They claimed defunding the cops didn't exist when it did. They claimed no one could prove critical race theory existed. And when people easily proved it did, they called you racist. They called you a terrorist, but they already used that for January 6th. In the old days, media would defend their peers' rights to say something they disagreed with. But now CNN claims that freedom of the press no longer applies to anyone outside their building. They also felt the desire to punish anyone tangentially related to their perceived enemies or critics, because they're for ideological separatism, punishment included. And that allows them to be blind to how outlandish, stupid, and biased their content is. Yet it wasn't enough to target Fox News. You got to go after Trump voters, parents, the police, anyone who dare question mask mandates. They became the mouthpiece for enforced conformity. As they mocked real crime, they happily tried to cancel you for a meme. They ignored mobs destroying cities while trumpeting phony hate crimes.